I am Helene Osin, author of Wear Your Life Well, Lessons on the Journey to Your Truest Self. Some women call me a style therapist, and I suppose that's true, because what I do goes far beyond clothes. For more than three decades, I've been helping women see themselves with fresh eyes. And along the way, I've learned that what we wear isn't really about clothes. It's about confidence, self-expression, and the stories we tell ourselves about who we are. Becoming my truest self has been both a painful and a joyful journey for me, and I'm not done yet. I never will be, and that's beautiful. I can tell you from my heart, I am proud of who I am and the way I contribute to other women. I've never pretended to have all the answers. The very opposite, actually. I have hard days. I have down days just like everyone. I make mistakes, and sometimes my life is messy. I'm still working on empowering myself every day, looking in the mirror and telling myself that I am a true person, smart and kind and deserving, that I am worthy, and that I am my own kind of beautiful. I know it's so easy to lose touch with our own reflection, not just in the mirror, but in life. We spend years caring for everyone else, meeting expectations, trying to measure up. Then one day, we realize we've outgrown the version of ourselves we once dressed for. That moment isn't a crisis. It's an awakening, and it's where the becoming talk begins. This spoken message is from my heart to yours. Whether you're a longtime reader or just discovering my work, I want this to feel like a quiet conversation between friends, one that reminds you that style isn't self-indulgent, it's self-honoring. You don't need to strive for perfection to be beautiful. You simply need to reconnect with the truth of who you are. So find a comfortable spot, take a deep breath, and let the words wash over you. My hope is that by the end, you'll feel a little more grounded, a little more inspired, and a lot more at home in yourself. You're here for a reason today. You're listening right now because there's something you need to hear. Maybe deep down you already know that you're worthy, but you dismiss and doubt yourself. This conversation is a chance for me to pass on a few of the strategies I've learned, in the hope that I'll help you cultivate the courage and the confidence to wear your life well. Now, let's begin the Becoming Talk. I've spent most of my life helping women decide what to wear, but what I've really been dressing isn't their bodies, it's their beliefs. We spend years learning how to fit in, and then one day we wake up realizing we've outgrown the version of ourselves we once dressed for. That moment, when you look in the mirror and whisper, "Who am I now?" That's not a crisis. That's the beginning of becoming. Becoming isn't about reinvention for reinvention's sake. It's about remembering the woman underneath all the roles, the rules, and the routines. It's the quiet return to truth, the one you've been wearing deep inside all along. Strategy 1. Design your life. This is where it begins, when you start to design your life instead of living by default. Designing your life doesn't mean tearing everything down. It means pausing long enough to ask yourself, what still fits? What no longer does? For years, I designed my life around other people's patterns. I played by the rules. I wore the labels that seemed to go with them. But at some point, we all feel the tug, the whisper that says, there's more of me than I've been showing. Designing your life is giving that whisper a voice. It's sketching a new outline, not based on who you think you should be, but who you're ready to become. It starts with a single decision: to stop shrinking to fit the version of you that no longer fits the life you're living. Because the moment you begin to see yourself with fresh eyes, you begin to design a life that finally feels like yours. Strategy 2, fashion your style. This is where you begin to fashion your style. And no, it's not just about clothes. It's about the conversation between your inner and outer worlds. Your wardrobe is a mirror, not a mask. It reflects the relationship you have with yourself. Every time you choose what to wear, you're sending a message about who you believe you are and who you believe you're allowed to be. When I work with women, I often see a closet full of contradictions, a few things that feel alive, and a lot that tells the story of who they used to be. We keep pieces out of guilt, out of habit, out of hope. Sometimes the hardest thing to let go of isn't the dress, it's the era it represents. Fashioning your style is reclaiming authorship of that story. It's asking, what do I want my reflection to say about me now? It's choosing alignment over approval. It's dressing as an act of self-honoring, because style, when it's true, becomes a declaration. This is me, today, in this season of my life. When you begin to dress the woman you're becoming, you stop performing and start expressing. You stop hiding and start shining. And the confidence that emerges isn't about the outfit. It's about the ownership. Strategy 3, love your life. And then comes the most beautiful part, when you begin to love your life. Loving your life doesn't mean it's perfect. It means it's yours. It's the gentle pride that comes from knowing you've survived, you've softened, you've grown. It's looking around at the imperfect, ordinary moments and realizing this right here is what beautiful looks like now. Loving your life is refusing to postpone joy until you've earned it, fixed it, or figured it all out. It's gratitude in motion, the daily decision to show up with curiosity, intention, and grace. And the truth is, when you design your life with purpose and fashion your style with authenticity, loving your life becomes the natural next step. Because every choice you make from self-honor becomes an act of love, and that love radiates. It softens your edges, it steadies your voice, and it reminds you that beauty isn't something you chase, it's something you embody. So let's make a declaration together. If you're listening right now, I want you to place a hand over your heart and take a quiet breath in. Let these words settle into your body, not as my words, but as your own. Together we say, I am beautiful. I am powerful. And I am coming home to myself. Now whisper just for you. I am beautiful. I am powerful. And I choose to live my truth. That's it. That's becoming. Becoming isn't a makeover. It's a remembering, a reclamation, and a rising. It's waking up one day realizing you no longer need to prove your worth. You simply need to live it. So wherever you are right now, standing in your closet, sitting in your car, walking through the next chapter of life, know this. You are already becoming, not by doing more, but by being true. And if these words found you today, perhaps they were meant to remind you of what's always been true. You are beautiful, you are powerful, and your life, designed, fashioned, and loved, is waiting for you to wear it well. Thank you for listening. And if you haven't yet read or listened to Wear Your Life Well, I hope you do. Every story is a treasured part of my life, filled with celebrations and challenges, with choices and lessons about life and style that has shaped who I am today. You may see yourself in some of the stories, and while they are mine, they are yours too. It's the perfect companion for your journey of becoming, and a reminder that style isn't self-indulgent, it's self-honoring. Thank you for spending this time with me. I hope the Becoming Talk has offered a few gentle truths to carry with you. Reminders that beauty isn't something you chase, it's something you already are. And if you'd like to keep walking this path with me, I invite you to join me inside my signature program, Style Your Life, a space to grow, evolve, and bring these ideas to life. It's where inspiration becomes daily practice and those small, soulful shifts begin to change everything. Together, we'll design your life and fashion your style so you'll love your life on your own beautiful terms. Come say hello to me at HelaineOcine.com.